This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're listening to Lather Talk with your hosts, John Shea and Gerard Gustilo.
Hey guys, welcome back to a new episode of Lather Talk. John, aka Latherhog, here with my lovely co-host, hey Gerard Shaves. What's up, Gerard? How's it going?
What's going on? It's good to be here in whatever corner of the screen that I'm in.
Yes, and so for the audio listeners, we have quite the number of guests today. We have a special roundtable, kind of the first time we're doing this on Lather Talk. I'd like to welcome our guests for today, and we'll go around with the names. Please welcome the Canadian Mafia Show from Instagram. Hey guys, welcome to Lather Talk.
Welcome, thank you.
Thanks for having us. Thank you very much. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
So I never know to use like real first names or like Instagram names. So I'm going to do some sort of combination probably.
The government can't know.
And I'll go in the order of the squares we're in. So first up, we have One Pass Bilu, followed by Lyle, the Sask Shaver, followed by J-Mac, a.k.a. The Don, and Philip or Phil Shaves, Magic Get Mike following, and then Carlos. So that's everyone. Welcome, guys. So glad to have you on the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Thank you. It's an honor. Having us, John.
That makes one of us.
Gerard.
I realize that I should have written Sexy Phil.
Okay.
Who knows who Philip is?
Yeah, Philip guy. Hold on. I can change that for you.
The sexy Phil. All the audio listeners like, who? Philip? Who? Who?
Philip. What is that?
Philip.
There it is.
Well, I put my whole name in. I didn't know what to put. So I was like,
No, it's fine. You covered all grounds. So, what yes. Philip, a.k.a. Phil, a.k.a. Sexy Phil.
Isn't there a streamer that it's like where they do it like lowercase s, capital X, then lowercase e?
Sexy.
There you go.
DeFranco. Because his whole thing was.
That's right.
Yeah. He's Sexy Phil, he's not sexy, he's S-X-E. That was tagline from, we're talking like 10 years
like long,
ago. YouTube.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, long time ago. Long,
the
long
internet
time
archives.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ages, to all the beautiful bastards out there. That's right.
All right, guys. Before we get too far, there might be listeners, viewers who are unfamiliar with the Canadian Mafia Show. So I'm not, whoever wants to answer this can tackle it, but how did the Canadian Mafia Show first get started?
I guess
what's it, Don?
That's you, Don.
Don, that's you.
Back to it.
All right. So really quick, I guess the condensed version is there was a Facebook group we were all a part of. A few years ago, or not all of us, but a few of us were part of, and there was an infamous soap came out from First Canadian called Mofo, and the lead up to that, everybody was like really excited because I mean it was a really risque label, a risque name, and so you know we were building kind of some steam towards that, and then but everything was copacetic in all the groups. And then we started posting shaves of the days. Myself, Lyle, Mike, we're all posting shaves of the days in there. And then just one day that became verboten. Wasn't allowed. And then Lyle, being the guy that Lyle is, decided to poke the bear a little bit. And he did a YouTube video. So he didn't post a picture, but he made sure the picture of the soap was in the thumbnail that was in the link that went on that Facebook group, and they lost it. They went mental. So that sparked a huge huge bit of controversy, huge a live shave, just a bit, or not a live shave, just a big like live rant and a meltdown. So a bunch of us left that group, went to another Facebook group, and started hanging out in there. And then so started doing live shaves. At the same time, we were watching BBS.live, and the Canadians went on a tear, winning prizes on a couple shows. And just one night, Mel was like, oh, man, it's the Canadian Mafia at it again.
The Mafia is real, yeah.
Yeah, the Canadian Mafia is real. The Canadian Mafia is real.
Hashtag Canadian Mafia.
Hashtag Canadian Mafia. So we carried that with us back to the Facebook live shaves, and sure as anything, as soon as somebody was doing a live shave in this other Facebook group, as soon as some of us Canadians would start joining in, watching in the audience, then people be commenting, oh, look, it's the Canadian Mafia. It's the Canadian Mafia. And then it carried back over to BBS.live. And then we just started talking about it one day. And we're like, you know, maybe there's something to this Canadian Mafia thing. And maybe we should do our own Instagram show. And we got together and we did an Instagram show. And here we are over 2 years later. And I mean, it's been an incredible ride. Like, wow.
It's been that long. But I know there were rumblings about doing something like that, but on YouTube, because at the time
that was me.
There was only allowed, or Instagram only allowed, two people, and I remember the first live where there was rumors that that they would allow more than two, and then we had a few people on. It just like blew our minds.
There was basically very impromptu. Yeah. It was super impromptu.
It was Bilu, Mike, the Dawn, and at that time Jared, the Thirsty Badger.
Yeah.
You guys did the first one.
Literally, Billy was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm honing. I was literally at the kitchen sink honing, and he's like, let's go live. Let's do an IG live.
So
here I am literally honing a straight razor at the sink, and that was like very, very impromptu. It was really cool. Awesome. It was a great time.
So I think the platform really gave birth to this whole idea, because you know, YouTube is YouTube, and there's a lot of editing, and there's no kind of crowd interaction. So I think a lot of our show has to deal with the audience interaction or crowd interaction, whatever you want to call
it. For sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like half.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Because our first couple lives, there was really no structure to it. We just kind of went off the cuff and did the show. And then I think it was like before show number three or number four, Ben reached out to me and was like, you know, I think we have something here. We should try and structure it, because right even after the first show, we were kind of committed to it, to the fact of, okay, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. It's not just going to be a bunch of just nonsensical, just free for all. We're going to have some kind of structure. We're going to have something that we want people to come back for, you know, every 2 weeks to watch. So quickly we started discussing, you know, things about kind of a structure to the show, and then that's how we put it together over the course of those 2+ years. Is just, you know, we got our segments, and we've added some things, we've taken things out. Like Bilu has kind of edited himself a little bit as the show has gone on. he toned it down. Some of the craziness, which I still think is genius. Ben's, you know, I'm always quick to, you know, say how intelligent Ben is. But then he's turned like kind of the really, you know, really, really crazy out there stuff.
Heel turn.
Yeah, exactly. And then turned it into like, you know, like some really intelligent, some thoughtful stuff too, right? So we have a segment sometimes to do called Bilu's Thoughtful Question, where he'll come up with something really thoughtful and meaningful, and we get the audience to participate and engage in the question box and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I really
like. Do you guys remember how many?
Sorry, go ahead, Phil.
Do you remember how many shows that we did that were, because at the first we were doing every week. We did that for what, like six or eight weeks or something like that.
Yeah, like a month and some, and then
it was every week at the beginning.
Yeah, it was every week.
Yeah. And it was a very democratic vote on frequency, and then we rolled with it. And that's kind of how we do things. It's like, hey, we have this idea. What do you guys think? Then everyone kind of chimes in, and then we roll with the majority decision. So Very, yeah. very Canadian way of doing things.
That's it. Very
fair. Fair and yeah. even.
No, if I it was works, just gonna works. Say, like, yeah, exactly, right? And we test a lot, like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
We have a lot of ideas that not every idea comes to fruition. But the really good ideas do.
You should do a failed ideas.
We should.
Well,
we should.
That's not a bad idea.
The thing is, like,
you put it on the list.
Even good ideas run their course. Like, I don't know if the Beeler question things was a good idea, but that thing run their course. So you kind of have to innovate and come up with something different. And now we do these like gender swap segments,
they're so
funny. So we just take members of the community, gender swap them, and then we ask each other, "Hey, would you smash?"
Smash or pass. Swipe.
Yeah.
Like we have to do a lather talk one next time.
We have a show this week and we haven't discussed who we were gonna smash or pass yet, so I think it's perfect. I think
we should have a vote. Everybody in favor of another talk?
Hi.
Well, that's great. That's all that matters. For anyone watching or listening, unanimous.
John is so nervous right now.
There's no such thing as bad publicity. I'll go with that. Hey, before I forget, when I intro'd you guys, we got to make sure people know. Follow at Canadian Mafia Show on Instagram, so you guys can catch the show. And correct me if I'm wrong, Canadian Mafia Show is live every other Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Did I get that right?
Correct.
Yep.
Correct.
Right. Yep.
Awesome. So just so people who might be curious, never tuned in, might be kind of very shy on Instagram, they can find you guys. So,
Easy way to remember, I'll just say is opposing weeks of BBS Live, right?
Yeah.
So they're on, then we're on. So there's a nice little stagger, we thought.
That's so nice. So no one's stepping on each other's toes. People get a little break from Instagram lives, but
you can still win all of their stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, exactly. Win all the giveaways.
Like if you're going on at the same time, then who's gonna win?
Right.
True.
Right.
Exactly.
And that's another thing. So we make it very apparent that our giveaways are rigged.
Yeah.
We have a Rigmaster.
Always.
Yeah. Up to Rigmaster 10,000. And we very much make sure that it's rigged. So yes, if it's the winners are pre-decided and
size is one.
Oh man,
that's right. Yeah, it's all pre-selected. I make a big show, you know, like I have my backup, you know, drug dealer pimp phone there with the, you know, with the show notes. I can keep track of what's going on. Burner phone, and it's got like, and then I have the winners list. But beforehand, we sit down, we have a couple drinks in our group chat, and we decide who's going to win. And then I just make a big show of just scrolling the list and picking away. Yeah, it's already picked out.
The
best of the big show from J-Mac is the forehead, though.
Right. Would the mafia operate any other way, though, honestly?
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. We are the mafia.
True. Yeah, appropriate of your name. Yeah. Well, this kind of leads us to the next question. And thank you guys for kind of all sharing kind of how it came to be. I was there for some of that. I kind of forgot. I forgot the part that Mel actually helped come up with the name of the show. So
yeah,
very important. So thank you,
he's
Mel.
He's named half the community.
Like, yes,
that's pretty much. I got my nickname.
That's where I got mine. Yeah,
that's where I got mine. J-Mac. I mean, it's you know, just part of my, you know, my both my names.
Right.
But still, he's the one that amalgamated them together and became J-Mac. It's like, yeah, that's a perfect nickname, obviously.
Mel? Once Mel makes a nickname,
you think sticks. I invented that's it.
You have no choice. Yeah. Nickname, and it sticks. So
yeah,
man. Well, the next question.
Check out Magic Mike on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
Channing Tatum wishes.
It's funny. It's funny because you get some people that like they'll add you, and they don't know what's going on. They'll be like. And then it's just it gets pretty hilarious sometimes that you know, people will join and then they'll bounce. So
yeah,
Mike's Instagram DM box is just full of thirsty women thinking he's Tanning Tatum undercover or something.
Case of mistaken identity.
When it's all yep. Losers, but you know what? Some people, I'm sure they welcome seeing that. Seeing the razors and all that.
Oh, of course, Well, when they slide into your DMs wanting a video, right? You just send them one back. You honing a razor. It's like,
have you guys used like AI to Photoshop Channing Tatum's face wearing a CMS shirt? And...
Oh, I should do that though. I should. Carlos may be coming up as a promo this week.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
You, I'm telling you.
Which Magic Mike? Which Magic? Which one?
Yeah, which one?
Either one. Which one you like more?
Yeah. Either one you choose, you win.
Because it's rigged.
Because it's rigged.
Because it's rigged.
Because it's rigged. Yes. Well, guys, let's make sure we tackle the question I have down below. What makes the Canadian Mafia show different from other Instagram live shows?
Well, the use of the word "a," I would say that definitely separates us from the rest of them.
Is it a letter or an expression?
I think one thing is it's a group, right? I mean, besides our dynamic, you know, most of them are two people, maybe three, but we have five, six, some nights.
Six.
Right, we rotate through. So it brings different perspectives too, right? And to each different show. Mm-hmm. Dynamics.
I agree. Yeah, the dynamics, you know, we're a diverse background of cast members, different personalities, but we all gel really, really well too. Mm-hmm. I think just the structure of our show works for us. And like I said earlier, that's something we really kind of figured out really early on. It's like, we can't just go on and BS for two and a half, three hours. We have to have some kind of a structure. So we worked hard at coming up with with kind of a flow. Sure. Some nights the flow doesn't, you know, the structure, like I plan for three topics plus a hoser's corner, which is our like version of Coach's Corner. If you're familiar with Hockey Night in Canada, that's where Don Cherry and Ron McLean would, have their like 2 minute spot, and Don Cherry would just rip somebody a new butthole. So that's kind of what we do with the Hoser's Corner, you know. Some egregious stuff that's gone on in the community. Then we kind of just rip on them a little bit. Usually not by name, but you know, we'll allude to it. But you know, just have a bit of fun, right? And I think the structure is what really makes our show what it is. Besides the, you know, the diverse cast members we have.
And I think because there's always four of us on, the comments really interact into our show really well. So, you know, we're always vibing off the comments of the community. The community's awesome. We got an awesome community, guys. Like it's really sweet. It's, I've met so many awesome people in the community and we all vibe. And especially on the show, the audience participation is big. We're very grateful to our audience, and I think it's a safe space to just have fun and talk shaving. And
the other thing I do want to mention there,
exactly,
the mic is our community. Besides YouTube, I think we're the only other wet shaving type show that also has our own forum, like the Discord, right, that we use.
Yeah.
So that's where a lot of our people that watch our show, they come and they hang out. They post their shaver days. We just shoot shit with them. We do video chats almost every night. Seems like there's always people. Carlos is there constantly. I mean, if you want to find somebody to talk to, Carlos is pretty much there for you.
He's there right now. Yeah, he's there right now.
That's right.
I am actually on the other phone.
But that's great. I think is one thing that's unique, right? It's just how we engage with the community that way too, with an extra avenue that we do.
And our after parties, like, they're legendary. So our show goes for 2 hours. and to reference what those guys are saying about the comments too. So even when there's four of us on at a time, is usually one, or you know, if we have a great night where all six are available to be on, the two guys that are waiting in the wings, or even if it's only five guys that are going to be on, the one guy that's waiting in the wings is in the comment section interacting with the audience as well. So we're vibing with them on the screen. We also have somebody vibing with the community and our audience in the comment section too, which kind of really sets us apart. And then the after party after the show. So we do a 2-hour live. then it's right to the right to our Discord, right into the after party where, you
know, which some is a voice chat for
yeah, yeah. So yeah, voice/video chat, and yeah, I mean, there's been some nights we've had like 20+ people in there. And of course, everybody's been drinking for a couple hours. Service kind of loose, having fun. So it's just...
yeah, and it gets deep in there sometimes, even in the after party. It gets deep, and I'm telling you, man, you have people who are almost brought to tears, and it's just it's unbelievable. It's amazing.
It is.
I think another thing we decided early on was to not have guests, and that's not a thing to say the guests aren't good, but it if you tune in to our show, you know exactly what to expect. And there are going to be times where a guest is kind of like a wild variable that they could potentially not do so great on the show, and then that kind of leaves a bad taste in people's mouths.
True. So, That's kind of worked for us in a way, though, because we had one guest. We've had one guest that was a regular guest and became part of the podcast.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but generally speaking,
we won't call him a guest.
Yeah.
We'll call him a sub. We'll call him a sub, not a guest.
Yeah, because Carlos was a sub for us, as well as Caleb was a sub on nights, where we're short, like just be me and maybe Phil, they're only available beyond. So I'd reach out to Carlos or Kayla. We've had Nate on a couple times. So of course, we kind of go hand in hand with BBS. So we, and a few of us have been on BBS. So, and actually I think that we're going to plan
crossover.
And we're going to do another show
with them with us. Yep.
And we're going to do another show at some point where we are going to have Nate and Mel on a Canadian Mafia show some night too. Should plan that sometime this year before the new year, but so we're very limited on who we bring on as guests. It's pretty much Nate and Mel, and it was Carlos and Caleb. And then after Carlos bailed us out so many times, I went to a group chat. I'm like, guys, I mean, we need to bring Carlos into the Mafia. What do you say? And everybody's like, yeah, do it.
FTG.
FTG. FTG.
For the gram. For the gram.
For the gram.
For the gram.
That was an awesome, like, literally all of a sudden I just get an alert on my phone. It's like... Mafia, Canadian Mafia show on Messenger. I'm like, what's going on here? It's like, hey, welcome to the game. I was like, well, thanks, guys. It was pretty cool. Nobody let me know. It was just all of a sudden I was added to the group, and I was like, bam. And it was an honor, and I'm still honored to be part of this amazing group of dudes, man. It's been fantastic.
So what you're saying is they did not ask for consent initially.
No, they just went right ahead.
We did not.
And what? It worked out well. So I'm fine with it.
Like, we had a secret meeting in our group chat before Carlos was part of it, and I was like, guys, Carlos has helped us out a ton. We need to bring him into the Mafia. What do you think? And everybody's like, heck yeah, let's do it. And I'm like, all right, bring him into the chat. So the next thing, he's in the chat. He's like, what the hell is this? It's like, welcome to Canadian Mafia, brother. You're one of us.
That was awesome. It was great. It was really cool.
You can't leave.
Sorry. Yeah, that's right.
No, not planning on it either.
Blood in, blood out. So I mean, right. we operate more or less like a real mafia, except for all the money and stuff.
Damn. Could use that for this community. That's sure for this hobby,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no doubt.
If you're looking for a cool place to hang out with traditional shaving enthusiasts, come on down to the Lather Talk Discord. Share your shave of the days, mail calls, or talk about your favorite hardware or software, and just about everything in between. Once again, that's Lather Talk Discord. Check out the link below.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
before we move on to kind of some of the meatier topics for today, I do have two listener questions, which will kind of just like, you know, ease us in. So, Carlos, you're going to like this one. This is from the Platypus Shaver.
Oh, nice. Oh, good guy.
What is your favorite ice cream flavor?
Yes, my man. Yes, and my man.
We'll start with Bilu, and then move down to Lyle and so on and so forth. So, Bilu, you want to kick us off? What is your favorite ice cream flavor?
So it's mango, but it's made. It so almost Asian. Looks like a flat grill, but it's cold. You know what I mean?
Okay,
it's
cold. Yeah. That,
oh, the rolls.
Yeah.
What's that thing called?
The rolls.
Yeah.
Right.
So they take real mango. Taiwanese. Fake, right? Yeah, it's those rolls. The roll ice cream.
It's where they have it and they use like a
spatula,
spatula
thing. Yeah.
Exactly. It's called an anti-griddle.
Yeah,
the opposite.
The opposite of a griddle.
A frozzle.
Yeah.
A frizzle.
There you go.
That was the teacher on Magic School Bus.
That's right.
It was frizzle.
Oh my god. Keep going, Lyle.
Lyle.
Favorite ice cream flavor.
I'm a basic bugger. I'd have to say if it comes right down to it, if you put a whole bunch in front of me, what I'm going to go through 9 times out of 10 is just a nice, rich chocolate ice cream.
Whoa, my man.
Okay.
Nice.
That's
very nice.
Jay Mac.
Don. Yes.
Heavenly Hash.
Ooh.
Oh, what's that?
Nice. What's that?
Heavenly Hash?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? So
Heavenly Hash.
Hashish.
No.
If you're familiar with Rocky Road, it's the same idea. Yeah. So where Rocky Road is chocolate, vanilla, marshmallow, nuts, and chocolate chunks, Heavenly Hash has all those things, but the chunks are replaced with chocolate chips.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. That's
pretty good.
Man, I'm a boring classic. I have to say French vanilla.
I knew it was the French.
Good French vanilla.
All of the people in Madagascar with the Madagascar vanilla are furious. Right?
How dare he?
The Tahitian vanilla crowd is just like.
It has to be a classic made crème anglaise that's been churned. Properly,
yeah.
Old-fashioned churn.
That is just the best thing.
That sounds very good. Good choice. Magic Mike, how about you?
Yeah, I'm basic too. Strawberry. I like a good strawberry ice cream. And
got the Neapolitan.
That was my second choice.
I like it with the strawberries, with the fruit. Get a little bit of strawberry fruit in it, and it's great.
I'm with Lyle. But for me, it's got to be Dutch chocolate.
Ooh, nice.
Is that just a more darker, richer chocolate?
Oh, it's not even that it's darker. It's just. I don't know. It's just the flavor. Those Dutch, you know what's up? That's all I gotta say. I ain't arguing with them. My last question. So I was like, damn, that's the one I like. I want that chocolate. Okay. We're gonna go with Dutch.
Dutch chocolate and a Belgian waffle. I mean, come on.
Ooh, look out! I'm telling you. Okay, here's just an inside scoop. If none of y'all have tried it. Got your favorite ice cream. Your favorite ice cream. Get 2 Eggo waffles. Put those in a toaster, and then put a couple scoops on that Eggo waffle and make a sandwich. Thank me later.
Thank me later.
I may or may not have done that before. It's really good.
I may or may have not done that with a real waffle and not even an Eggo waffle.
There you go.
Yeah. Ooh, even better. Even better.
Fancy. Yeah, nice.
Delicious.
Nice.
Hey, Jared, I don't know your favorite ice cream flavor. What would you go for?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. And, you know, we have my first job was actually at a Rite Aid pharmacy, but they have down here, we have Thrifty ice cream. I know they have it in Mexico. I don't know if they have it up there, but.
I've never seen it in stores.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Not in Canada.
But yeah, like it was just, one I would like the most from there growing up was this one called Medieval Madness, and it was sweet cream, vanilla, like with caramel, and then like chopped up Three Musketeers bars in there.
Ooh, gotta do that again, guys. Ooh.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
And John, yours?
I'm going to go with mint Oreo or mint cookie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's actually one of my wife's favorite, John.
Ice cream, guys.
That's a white toothpaste flavor.
Carlos is going to leave. Carlos
is gone.
Mint is for toothpaste and mouthwash.
Yes. Thank you, Gerard. Yes.
No.
I would love to taste an ice cream that tastes like Voices.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The mango sticky rice flavor.
Well, secretly, even though I've never told anybody, like my second favorite is it's like mint chocolate chip.
And you need to shut up, J Mac.
I brought you in. Yes. I brought you in.
We can eliminate.
We can eliminate your position.
Right.
I'm gonna make mint chocolate chip the official ice cream of Canadian
next show is just you're gonna buy Dutch chocolate and just throw it in the trash.
That's it. No, don't do that.
For our Canadian friends, I think like a close second, and sometimes it flip flop. Maple walnut.
Oh, yes.
Classic. Old school flavor. I love it. It's good. Yeah. I mean, food brings us together, no matter what country or background. We can enjoy some.
It brings us to our cardiologists as well.
Oh, God.
Yes.
True. Oh, my God. Very true.
That is very, very true.
One other listener question, and it's from our mutual friend of the show, Sloppy Badger.
Oh, boy.
Uh oh.
When will the discrimination against non-Canadians end?
Never.
First off, I'd like to answer and say, first I'll say sorry. And then secondly, never. So that's it.
That's right. And A, yeah. A as well.
You're under our boot, A?
Yeah, like sorry about that there, John, but it's the Canadian mafia, eh? Not the North American mafia. Canadian mafia.
So,
let me, you know, I'll don't worry, John. I'll reach out to you later in the Discord and I'll get up the coloring paper and the crayons and I'll draw it out for you and then help you figure it out. So.
Draw out the border for him, okay?
Yeah, sure, exactly. Yeah, this is us. This is you.
And then a big X on you.
Yeah, that's right.
So that brings us, that's a close to our listener questions, kind of get us all warmed up. One topic we want to hit, and it's been a little bit of a theme, as folks, I know in the group, right, people have been inbox shaving all sorts, like 1 or 2 years all the way to, I don't know, probably like a decade plus. Regardless, I'm sure you all have different opinions, and I would love to hear what you think about this. Is the wet shaving hobby in decline?
Honestly, I see, yeah, but I see, like, especially in the Discord, and especially, like, since I've joined, I've only been in for about almost a year. It's not just over, but almost a year. And I've seen a lot, maybe I've seen a few companies like shut down, but I've seen a lot of wet shavers come in. I can think on my head at least 12 right now, or even 15 that has joined in the last like 4 or 5 months. Mm-hmm. And so at least the aspect of new people coming in is happening. I understand like companies have been closing, but those companies have been struggling. Because there is such an influx of so many different companies that have been coming out. So I think it is, maybe it's not declining. It's kind of growing on the hobbyist side, maybe declining on the artisan aspect, I think.
Are you still in your acquisition phase?
When are you not in your acquisition
phase? You're always in the acquisition phase.
I mean, there is a decline.
There's a decline in acquisition.
Yes. No, I mean, I've slowed down, but I still, if I see something, I gotta have it. Like,
slowed
still.
Down.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Thank you. We'll go with that. Slowed down.
Slowed down.
How many purchases many purchases last month? Greater or less than five?
Okay. In all honesty, it would be a lot, but there's been tons. Like, I've gone to a couple trips, and then I have another trip coming up. And then, so it's kind of been like, and also some other like life events that have kind of been like tied up a bit of the money. So,
yeah,
that's kind of slowed me down. Other than that,
that just means you have to make up You have to make up for it this month.
Well, and I can't wait.
You slow down, and then after you slow down, then you buy something because you're like, oh, yeah, I slowed down, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're true. And then all of a sudden, then there's something else that comes, and you're like, oh, I got to get that. And then I got
Or you sell something, and then you're like, oh, I sold something. Yes. I can get something new, right?
I sold something.
I can get something new. Yeah.
I sold something, then, buy five more things.
Perfect. Never sold something.
The ratio lines it's up.
Right? I sold this week, Carlos.
Yeah.
Sold that's nothing. Right. I've yet to sell anything.
I also have a Carlos box right over there. So.
Yes.
He does. And a JMAC box right there. So. Yeah.
Well, I think for me, being a veteran in this community, I don't think we're in decline at all. In fact, I think the opposite. Now, I agree with Carlos. We've seen some companies kind of fold up, but there's always been that ebb and flow within the wet shaving, and it, you know, it's one of them things. There is a lot of competition, so. You know, people that are, you know, maybe they're doing it part-time as an artisan, just kind of dabbling in it here and there. It's not really their full-time gig. Yeah, they last for a few years, and then, you know, they just decide the passion's not there or whatever, and they move on to other things. The ones that kind of dive right in seem to be the most successful now. As far as the core community itself, I think it's growing at a really fast rate. The thing where people might think we're in a decline, it's where people are participating. So at one time, Facebook was king. Like the Facebook shave groups were kind of king, right? And that's where a majority of the participation was. Well, now, you know, the Facebook groups, I mean, they're busy, but they're not, they're like shadow any group, point. Right? Yeah, it's a shadow of what it used to be. And it's usually the same, like maybe 10 people max in a group that really, really contribute. When you get over to Instagram, though, however, Instagram, and then like we mentioned, you know, the Discord, so we have one, Lather Talk has one, that's where you're seeing a massive, massive amount of participation. So and we're gaining new people all the time on Instagram and you know, in the live shows, that the numbers keep going up, you start seeing new names. So no, I think we're doing good.
Okay.
I think, go ahead,
mine's gonna be long, so you go.
Oh, okay. mine might be long too, so what I was going to say is that I don't think it's necessarily in decline. I think just there's waves. There's waves in the community. I don't mean that like with like drama or whatnot, but what I mean is like waves. That's waves it. As far as waves as far as like people getting into different things. So like for example, during the pandemic, straight razor shaving, like it really blew up. Like everyone was learning straight razor shaving, and then then people started to learn how to hone, and that was something that was so that happened. And then just kind of things go up and down. So I think right now we're in a lull with straight razor shaving. So I think DEs are now taking over. So I think it's like, you know, as something, you know, it's a wave. It's cyclical, and I think also as we get more technology and different platforms. Kind of the newer platforms start to attract more people, or at least more people start to gravitate towards those platforms, like you were talking about Instagram and Discord. So I also find that I think people are very active, and there's a lot of activity, especially in like voice chats or video chats, posting stuff and actually getting to know someone versus just being a username, or you know, like there's a lot more kind of FaceTime with people. And I recall when I got into the hobby, it was a lot of like the YouTube stars were celebrities, right? They were the YouTubers were celebrities. And I feel like now a lot of people, like, it's more personable. There's a lot more interaction, face-to-face interaction. And we're all kind of like a community, a brotherhood or sisterhood, or so to speak. You know, we're just a lot of people that are hanging out together, and it's really cool. It's really cool to see, and I think that seems to be the direction of the community, I think, is going. So, yeah, I don't think it's necessarily in decline. I think it's just cycles, and I think now it's very kind of community focused, and just people making friendships.
Yeah. Well, I think just on one point before Ben, just to back off of that or back onto that. Ben had the idea for the Discord, and at first I was like, I don't even know what Discord is. kind of old school in that regard, right? And then he's like, you know, we should do a Discord. And then so we started it up, and then I figured out how to use it. I joined it, and was annoyed the first few days trying to figure out how to use it and have my phone like ding constantly, like nonstop. Like, what?
Like, turn off notifications.
Why did I do this? Why?
Mentions only.
But then, But then as I got used to it, you know, started interacting with people, and then, you know, Mike, you know, also mentioned, you know, the celebrity status. So I guess in some ways we have a little bit of that celebrity status, and people kind of just seem enthralled that, you know, they could join us like on a voice chat, you know, and in, you know, in our Discord and just hang out and talk and just, you know, really get to know each other. And I look at it as, yeah, I'm just hanging out with, like Mike said, with my brothers and sisters. I'm having a great time, having a drink, having whatever. But then some of them almost look up. It's like, oh my God, the Canadian Mafia show. People are talking to me. Oh my God, I can't believe this. Yeah. And this is crazy to think of it that way.
It's true, man.
But it's so much fun, and it's it's really helped strengthen the community, because, like, you know, Mike said, you know, other forums or other places, you know, it's just a username, and, you know, and they may be hiding behind anonymity. Well, there's no anonymity in our voice chats, and, you know, you just get these relationships that are absolutely incredible. If anything, Discord and Instagram has strengthened the community.
I think
it grew via consolidation. I feel like Instagram really took a lot of the Facebook, or at least the really active Facebook people, and kind of ported them over. And then Discord kind of didn't really take from Instagram, but it kind of adds to it. But I think that's kind of what killed the Facebook groups is, I don't know, I think Instagram really, really took off because it's such a like image and video-based platform, whereas Facebook is kind of too, but Facebook is really fragmented, and like you'd have 20 Facebook groups. And it's just so fragmented. But if we could get something like the Discord or the Canadian Mafia show to have everyone come together, then that's how the community grows. I do think the upper echelon of wet shaving is in decline, though. I'm talking like $1,000 razors or $800 razors, $500 brushes, like that kind of high, like the whale stuff, right? I think the whale stuff is in decline, in my opinion. Because we see it every day where, you know, a.k.a. Brushworks is... Brushworks is a relatively new brush turner. And for the Never Alone drop, how many did they do? Like
75 plus another 15. And those are gone too.
In like less than a week. Wow.
And then the four makers brushes. So the people involved in the project get four special hybrid pours. Insane.
And you're getting hybrid pours, like Ben said, for you to get like a upper echelon hybrid pour, you're paying like $250. Now you're getting one for 80, 90, and it's amazing. Like his work is unbelievable. That's a great example. Like you can't not complain.
And there's certain knots too that I guess previously there was in my opinion or in the way I saw things, the distance between a upper tier, high tier knot and a mid tier knot was quite great like 2 years ago. Whereas now I don't know. Like I personally feel like it's a lot closer than it was before, but I'm not the person that uses badger, so I'm ducking on my ass. That's just how it's
true.
Right.
It's true. You could take like you know what some people and to be fair, I will caveat this for the viewers. I haven't tried a $500 knot. I have not tried a $500 hand tied knot. However, I have a couple, $50, $60 Manchurian badgers that are so good. I can't fathom paying $500 because I can't see the other knot being like four times better. You know what I mean?
No, it never is.
Like,
no.
It's, like so.
No, I mean, the law of diminishing returns, you know.
Exactly.
Exactly. So that's how much, you know, things have kind of grown in leaps and bounds, really. Like there's some people sourcing some really good stuff and at some really great prices.
But even the guys that do buy those knots, by now they have so many of those high tier knots. It's like, is there enough to Gerard? Like, how do you feel, right?
Gerard's like, ding, ding, ding. Like, I'll buy the next one over here, please.
what's your appetite for another $400, $500 brush after you have like so many.
I can say I've never dropped that much on a brush or
have you bought used that was at new a $400 brush, but you didn't pay $400?
No. Or do you know? If you're referring to stuff like I have a couple of declaration brushes, but I never had them. I never had them when they were. I never had them when they were at the. I already know, but I never had them when they were at the 400. You know,
right.
There was one point where they were like a couple hundred.
Yeah.
You know? And, for a few years where they were one.
Couple hundred bucks, and stuff like that.
Then hire at auction once they find box of knots under a couch cushion.
That's it.
And then
I have one Varlet.
I feel like it's Varley. Someone that's
Are they like a thing anymore? Because they were kind of like they were like all the rage scene for a hot
going.
Minute.
They're still around.
They're still going. And then they're throwing it out at 500.
Yeah.
So,
right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Turn and shave has been doing it for a while.
I did a very lucrative trade for mine. And so I didn't pay. I paid zero cash, I think a little bit of cash, but other than that. I mean, to try and go back, you know, like to you guys, like you're like, is there a difference between like a 50 to 60 to compare to that? You're like, no.
Right.
No, not really. Like, it's so minimal.
It's hard to tell the difference. That's what I've always been told. But
I think there's other shame. There's like other factors, right? Like besides the hand tied knot, usually it's like paired with you really like a handle shape or a handle pour or something. And I think you kind of have to like the whole package
like,
go ahead.
Like some people will go like, just like, maybe I don't like mine super dense. Maybe I like mine literally at a 51 millimeter loft or a 49 millimeter loft because you know, like some people just think it's like too, if it's like set too high, it's like too fluffy or I don't know.
Unusable.
I don't know what the word
is. Yeah.
Display's too floppy.
Display's too much. Let's hear what Phil's and Lyle got
to
say.
As opposed to floppy.
Yes.
Floppy badger.
Floppy badger.
Floppy is always floppy. We're good.
Floppy badger.
But Carlos, thanks for the reminder, though. I do want to get a chance for Lyle and Phil to tackle that question. Is the wet shaving hobby in decline? What do you guys think?
I don't think it's in a decline at all. Okay. Actually, if I compare in 2018, when I came into the wet shaving hobby, there was not as much soap artisans and razors, brushes available. And now we have everything. We had a base race. We had a lot of base races, excellent vegan bases. Like everything is there for the ultimate experience of wet shaving. And I think we are golden, actually. And we are very lucky to be in this time in the wet shaving hobby. I think we're pretty much at the top. probably the decline is going to be coming after.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Sure. It's a very good time.
It's a good time to be here. I guess I would say, I'll break this to two parts, John and Jared. Talk about how the guys talk about like the vendors and the artisans. you know, like, oh my God, my dog's trying to jump in my lap. I'm sorry. when I started in 2015, you know, you saw it incline, right? There's getting to be more and more artisans, more and more vendors. I hit the COVID times here. It really jumped up with people being at home, deciding to get into that side of it and be in the supply side for the community. Now that part declined a bit, like you guys have mentioned. Yeah. I mean, you see companies disappearing, companies closing doors, but I believe that's comes like any other economy or economic situation, you get to a point where it becomes a little too saturated for your base, even though your base is still growing. You know, it's kind of one of those things. Also, dollar value. I do think some of us coming out of, you know, I'll say that time, that COVID years, whatever, has been a little more careful with our spending, right? I know a lot of people who have been. So I think that way, maybe the sheer number of artisans or vendors has declined a bit. But I will say on the opposite side of that, as the numbers are declining, I think the quality and the products coming out of them, even on the lower, what they call their lower tier, has all increased too, right? Which is a bonus for everyone. Mm-hmm. And then past that, actually for the community side, you know, we'll call the Wet Shaven community growing. Yeah, I mean, when I started in 2015, don't knock that over, dog. Thank you. The amount, she busted through my door, sorry. The amount of names that are new. You know, like, I didn't know Shave on Gents, Carlos, 10 months ago, right? Harry. You can go through a lot of them. Heck, even like Shannon Soapworks and all that. Jason, TRC, these are all new guys that we've met in the last 2 years total, 3 years tops. Yeah. And they're all big names in the community. They're common people. They're here. They're always being. I think that is growing. Now, is it exponential growth? We're seeing, you know, hundreds of new people every month. No. Obviously not. But it's a steady incline.
Yeah.
And I think it's the new people. And maybe why some people think it is maybe declining. Because there's new people are coming in with the enthusiasm and they're so excited to be part of it. And they're taking part in a little bit in the Facebook groups, at more the Instagram and all this kind of stuff. The guys that have been around a little bit longer, like, you know, myself, John, I can't remember what you anymore, Mana guys, but we're not posting as much, right? Yeah. I sit back, actually. I don't get the thrill out of posting like the shaverly pictures I used to, but I get the thrill of, you know, what all these new people are and catching their enthusiasm, right? So that's where it looks like it. You see some of the old guys that kind of dropped off, but we're still in the background lurking, right?
Yeah, we'll see. And you mentioned all the new guys, you know, coming in, and you know, and they're coming with a lot of enthusiasm, and they're really getting into it, putting the name out there. So once again, yet again, going back to the platforms we use now, you know, Facebook was great, you know, in the groups, you know, but you're just posting Shave of the Days, maybe a few comments down below. But now we have Instagram with the live shaves. So, you know, we start up the live shave with the Mafiosos, Carlos, with the Shave Migos. They do interviews where they bring in people from the community. There's other people now, they're just taking upon themselves just to do live shaves on Instagram. So it's really taking things to the next level for people, because they're coming into the community. Then, you know, they're getting a chance to either go on and do a live shave with maybe a more seasoned veteran. So they can kind of, or even like three other people. So you can have four people shaving at once. That, you know, the new guy, newer guy of the community, maybe a little camera shy. He can just kind of sit there and do his thing and not have to talk. He could just, you know, hang out and have fun and then kind of come out of their shell a bit. And then they're hooked, and then they're in the community. So, so once again, the platforms have really helped, you know, not only bring people in, but engage them and hold them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Facebook, that's where all the live shave started, right? But let's be honest, your live shave platform,
it was poison.
It was crap compared to
what it was, terrible.
Instagram, right? Even though all the money goes to the same top dog.
If you spend 5 minutes tagging people in Facebook, right?
Right.
You
know, I remember that. Them.
Mike's live shaves, tagging.
Well, guys, thank you for sharing your thoughts on that. I think it's a good question I like to throw out at this point in time, because I think kind of from different people from the artisan side or even the hobbyist, kind of like, Lyle, very much, you know, your answer, it's like, if you've been around for a while, you might feel like it's a decline, because your own passion is like, oh, it's like, it's at a good level, or it's not like, you're not like buying everything up. But then you get encouraged or kind of spurred on by folks who are in their first year or second year, whatever,
Yeah, that guy down in that corner over there.
Yeah, that guy. So either way, thank you for offering, because I think everyone has a different perspective depending which, you know, what platforms you're hanging out on. Obviously, you guys are doing your show and very much kind of spearheading and an offering a chance for people to connect. So great work there. That kind of brings me to our final question, and I definitely want to hear from everyone too. Related to that, how can we grow the wet shaving hobby?
Well, we've honestly, I actually did in Toronto, I did a meetup actually, Mike was there at the last meetup also. And
meetups, yes.
Literally, I mean, TRC came down. They were there. It was about, I think it was about 17 or 16 of us all got together just at a local place called Finn McCool's. And how many of the staff members, Mike, left with a set of something for them to
shoot? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude. Oh, that's awesome.
It was amazing.
We almost made up kits, and we're like, here, take this, smell this, try this.
Here, take this, take that. Here's a brush, here's a razor. Okay, awesome. You want to go easy with this? It was
and they asked about, like, how do you do it? Then we'd be like, well, on this YouTube video shows how you can do this, and this is this. And then, like, where can I buy more products? And then all of a sudden, now the dialogue starts, right?
Yeah, Jason's there with the business cards. Yep. Well,
that's a really good way, though, Carlos. Having to do like meetups and that. I mean, same kind of thing. Ours is much smaller. I mean, God, for my.
Yes.
I think I, like, the amount of wet shavers in my whole province is less than 17 that I know of. Got to work on that.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. We were up. I went. Actually, it was Jared Thirsty Badger was up with him and a couple guys that I know in the Saskatoon area. And when I lived up there, and we all went out to a pub, got together. We used to do it once in a while. We get a big table reserved.
Yeah.
And by the time we left, we had this waiter. It was his like last week, and he was walking out. He left the table with a PA soap.
Yeah.
A razor, aftershave. Nice. He went into the back, into the washroom, shaved, and came out and asked us more questions. He gave him more. He packed it up.
Nice.
He was going on a backpacking trip. That was his last week work. He was going on a backpacking trip in Europe. So he took this with him, right?
Nice.
But the funny part is, he was talking to us. Our waitress was wondering. The other waitresses were coming up because they were smelling him in the back now.
Yeah. Well, legit. Even
brought
with
people
us,
to the table, right?
We had the last box, and literally the entire kitchen came out one at a time. And we're all grabbing a set. It was literally the entire place. Maybe about 12 people left with sets and brushes and razors. And a couple took war with them. So we're sorry to them.
The cilantro loving chef.
Where's my war? I thought I was supposed to get war from Mikey. Mikey, you let me down, Mikey.
I let you down. I'm sorry, J-Mac. There was someone who really wanted war. And I couldn't.
He burnt. I'll do better next time. He's just lying. He put it in the trash. He burnt it.
No, there was four sets. There was four full sets there.
Four sets.
Of just war, but there are other ones too, right?
I got rid of all of mine.
I loved war. I love the scent on war. I need to get a set of war. I actually really like that one.
I think they have some in stock, J-Mac.
Yeah,
I'm going to grab some. How expensive can cilantro be?
It wasn't cilantro. If you've ever been to a welding or beside a welder, that's what it smelled like.
Yeah, it smells like hot metal.
Melting hot welding metal. Yeah, it is acquired, but it's definitely something you want to go to the bar and let the women smell you and be like, hey, check this out.
So I'll give my answer. Hopefully rather quick. I think, you know, to keep people, you know, or grow the community, we need to be stewards of the community and just do what we're doing, which is just, you know, having positive places for people to hang out. You know, so between our show, the other Instagram shows, the Discords, you know, when we get people into our community, it's up to us to kind of nurture them, hold on to them. And just, you know, be an example of what, you know, we want them to be as well. So that's, you know, for the most part, we do that very, very well. Been a few, you know, there's always going to be a little bit of gnashing of teeth sometimes, or, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But for the most part, I think that's the best thing we can do. Because I know, especially with this, you know, the fairly latest batch of newer people into the community, especially in the last few months that came in just before the Never Alone project, they're just gobsmacked. Like they get in, they start hanging out, they're watching the shows, watch everybody having a good time in the comment section, watching us vibe with them, and they get in the Discord, vibe with us in there, and they're like, like Carlos mentioned earlier, you know, we talk about some heavy stuff in there, like some heavy personal stuff sometimes, and people feel just they can vent, they can be themselves, right? They don't to be fake, and then we can do it all in the guise of this love of shaving, right? Which kind of goes hand in hand with you know, taking better care of yourself. And they're just gobsmacked that there's that many people out there that actually care. And that, you know, it's not a toxic place to hang out. It's a fun place to hang out. So I think really that's just what we need to keep on doing. It's just that. Just be stewards of the community. Just make it as an engaging and inviting a place that we can.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I will say that I think is pretty cool. I don't know if you guys watch them. But this leads into kind of that. They make me think of this idea. The barbershop duet on YouTube and that. So they're a newer couple, right? To wet shaving. But I think if we get people in that are comfortable, who embrace our wet shaving in our community and who are comfortable doing, like, you know, like YouTube's IG, social media stuff, encourage them to if they want to, because their connections are different than ours, right? I mean, Sarah there's in Pilates, you know, the other side is into music. Well, people they know are watching their wet shaving videos and that, they might start asking questions. They might want to get into it, right? It's about networking too. So you help those new people network to their contacts and give them help them promote it, right? So
I think generosity also helps a lot. Like, I remember when I won that Trafalgar T3 from Melly Mel, that was like just an incredible feeling.
Yep.
And then, so, you know, we got to thank the sponsors, the people who support us, because that plays a huge role.
Yeah.
If there is someone new, like we joke about the rigging, right? But when someone new,
we don't joke about the rigging.
when someone new wins something, I feel so good about it.
Yeah.
In the community piffs their win to someone who's
that's
awesome.
That's the way to go. In 100%. Getting
and that's
really
been the trend.
Invested. Yeah,
that's been a trend lately too. Yeah, people piffing their wins during the lives, and then, you know, for special occasions like Carlos's birthday on TRC on a TRC Saturday morning shave, everybody piffed their wins to Carlos. So I think there was like 10 prizes. Really cool. Everybody piffed them to Carlos. Our last Canadian Mafia show.
But it's rigged.
Oh yeah, it's totally rigged.
Of course it is, everybody.
Our last Canadian Mafia show. It was throwing a lot of support, and this is another thing that the community does really, really well is support for projects, whether it's for individuals going through illnesses or community-wide initiatives. This community just comes out time and time again with that generosity, like Ben was mentioning. So you know, we've been rallying behind Kim Gray, who's been dealing with the mesothelioma for the last 4 years. So on our last Mafia show 2 weeks ago, we kind of put the subliminal message out there in a way to kind of, you know, we had it all rigged for Kim. I had her name down for every prize slot. And then we subliminally got the audience to generously piff their gifts. And they did and I'm keeping track of it as the show goes on. And then, the next, you know, the next day when I get up and relook at the list, every prize slot, Kim Gray. Like,
that was amazing.
It's phenomenal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For me, with getting people into the hobby, because I have to look at the way I started into the hobby, and it was from actually a coworker who noticed that I had, you know, like really bad ingrown hairs on my neck, like I just like razor burn, all that stuff, and said just casually, you know, what are you shaving with? And I told him, you know, the Gillette canned goo and the, you know, cartridges, as you know, right? And he was like, well, why not try wet shaving? And then it was a dialogue about that. And then, you know, this is what you can get. And then, you know, you get piff to soap, and then you try that. And so it kind of, for me, it's very much like, personable, even like, you know, you're at work or you're with your friends or whatnot. And, I've gotten quite a few people into wet shaving
by doing it that way, and just having a conversation, having a dialogue, and then piffing stuff. And I know, like, the piff tables sometimes, you know, at the end of the day, it's not the most premium quality items, you know, after things have been picked over.
For
so,
sure.
So, it, yeah. but my whole thing is, you don't want to give someone a product that you wouldn't want to use yourself, because right. yeah. if it's one of these things that sure. like if the first thing they use doesn't work well,
yeah,
then that's, they're not going to get hooked. You need a hook, and I'm not saying hook necessarily as far as, like, you know, you don't need to take the hobby to the extreme, but yeah. but even just to get, you know, a new wet shaver. Or get them interested in it, and then you know, they can get a better quality shave. I think that, yeah, they need to get products that are good products. And, you know, you can't, for example, oh, let's say I thought a Mulo R41 was too aggressive for myself. Oh, I'll just piff it to my buddy.
Or don't give him one of these to start with.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly. give them something. Think about what you're giving to the person, and, you know, yeah. really personalize it to them.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, they like certain type scents, maybe, you know, don't just get rid of something, but actually, like, give them something that you think they would enjoy, because yep. I think that's a big
that's a good point. Yeah. Really good yeah. point. It's like, oh, that's... you want to try wet shaving? Here's an R41 and some Rockwell blades.
But no.
Yeah, good luck. All the power to you.
It's yeah, that's what I just actually piffed this guy I met through. I just found out he lives in Brampton, and his name's Decent Gent on Instagram, and he's a frag guy. And I was like, okay, I gave him 3 dupe soaps. Sets, you know what I mean? And he just hit me up literally 2 days ago, and he says he loves it. He's already shaved 2 or 3 times. I can't remember what razor I gave him. I just gave him the supply brush, so a decent brush, just for me, a nice bowl, send him on his way. And he messaged me. He's like, hey dude, could you help me? I really want to find out another frag buddy of mine. I was telling him about it, and his birthday's coming up soon, and I'd like to get him a Shadow Orchid. Or something. Black Orchid from Tom Ford, I think that's what it's called.
Yep. Mm. Yep.
And then I was like, so I'm like, dude, I'll help you find the soap. And I found the soap, and Valkyrie has it too, but I'm not giving him my Valkyrie, and I know he can't get it. So I told him that, you know, I told him about TRC. He wanted to get the guy a nice brush. I told him they had some great, you know, those great little, I think like $20 for those really nice little brushes. Mm. They're just the quick ones for somebody to start with. And he's excited. He's getting somebody else into it. So it's really cool reaction. How it's chain reaction is happening right in front of my eyes. It's really cool. Yeah.
Nice.
I had pretty much the same answer as Bew and Mike combined, because I've talked to a lot of coworkers about wet shaving, and have taught them a bit to shave, because we have the problem where we have to wear a mask with a fit test for dust. So we have to be clean shaven in the work that we do. So shaving is like part of the job almost.
Hmm.
And trying to get that experience a little bit better is always a good thing.
Yeah.
And also, as Bilu was saying, I really want to thank the sponsors of the show who are giving away either gift cards or soap sets. Because I remember when I started watching BBS Live, those moments where you got your number picked out, it was very exciting. It was like Christmas. And if I wanted, let's say they were giving away a CAD from Phoenix, and I was really watching that set, and I wanted it, but I didn't win. Well, I'm going to go buy it, like, anyways, you know?
Because
I wanted it. So I think that helps also to grow the community, either if someone wins or someone doesn't win but still wants to get that specific soap. It helps to grow the community. I really thank the sponsors.
100%. Their sponsors are amazing. Yeah, I mean, and it's funny that you guys mentioned that, because when we started out we didn't want to be a giveaway show, because BBS.live is already kind of like a giveaway show. So we wanted, you know, we figured, you know, giveaways were going to happen at some point. It's just kind of the nature of the beast. But we wanted to be like a topic, you know, centric show, like a shaving centric show, with some giveaways sprinkled in, like as an accoutrement. And but it's worked out really good, because we've managed to get some amazing sponsors, and and which has led to a couple collabs, and like, yeah, it's been really good. So yeah, we have an amazing group of people that you know, that help us.
You guys did have a recent collaboration release with Ariana and Evans, Mafioso's mm-hmm. Retreat. You can see in Lyle's window there the fancy aftershave bottle. I have a set, great scent, and I think shipping takes a while for Canada, so I think some of you guys only just recently received your...
Yeah, it's starting to roll out. Yeah, I mailed it out last week.
It's on the way. Okay, so it's still on the way for some.
Yeah, some still don't have it. Yeah, I might
get it by that was November. The call, right?
Half the people on this here don't have it yet. So.
Oh, okay.
So that was the call we made, though, right? Like, do we wait until we have it and then we sell? Or do we just sell and just
roll with it?
Get ours on the restock?
Right? Yeah. Well, and that's what we did. Yeah, we just roll with it. Yeah. You know, for me, yeah, do I want it? Of course I want it. You know, it's our soul. But you know, seeing how excited people were, you know, when it was gonna become a thing, especially when we announced we were gonna be doing it with Ariana and Evans and the new Ultima bass, people lost their minds.
Yes.
And so just seeing all the excitement around that was good enough for me, you know, and I'll get mine probably maybe this week and I'll get to enjoy it. But knowing that so many people have enjoyed it already is just, you know, that's
a good feeling.
And we're very grateful. I think I can speak to the, on behalf of the guys, that it's like a collaboration like this is, it's a big risk for specifically the artisan, because it's their product, they're making it, and we hope that it does well, and we're really grateful that it did well, and it forges a relationship, and it's something that you take the risk is taken, and you know, we really do appreciate Peter at Ariana and Evans there, yeah. Shaving Shop Club, yeah, to taking the risk and working with us, and we're really
killing
grateful.
It, and he killed
yeah.
it.
Yeah. That was the result of a meetup too, right? Like at Maggard's, I think I spent half an hour, 4 or 5 minutes talking with Peter, just shooting the shit, like not really asking for anything, but
yeah,
that relationship got built, that trust was built.
Yeah.
And then one thing led to another, like, hey, you know, what do you think about this? And then I got the ball rolling, right?
So, and on that topic, Ben, we've said it before within the group, but want to stay in here, dude. Without you, it wouldn't have happened. So, thank you for all your efforts on that, Matt.
Yeah, thank you.
So.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
No problem, boys.
If you guys, we come together as a committee for the scent, but without Ben's hard work, on our previous one, La Mafioso, and then now with Mafioso's Retreat, without Ben's hard work, it just doesn't happen. So, And if you really like the scent on this, once again, Ben, because we collectively picked the scent, but Ben was the nose, since it would just take so long to get all samples out to like 6 different provinces and everybody. we just told Ben, it's like, Ben, you're dealing with Peter. You have the approval. You have the consent of the group to yay or nay this project. So when you feel it's where it needs to be, in line with, with our values and what we want to put out to the community as far as a collaboration, which is very important for us. We don't want to just mail one in either. We want to be something that people want. We want to be something that people haven't been able to purchase. So we've gone 2 for 2 now, two soap sets that haven't been done yet in a community full of dupes. So that's been, that's been really cool. But yeah, Ben has the final say, and he probably will for the next one too. And Ben,
probably
just because it makes it easier, right? Just one guy, instead of waiting for all of us to chime in on, and then having 6 of us like, well, maybe I might want this bumped up a bit, and I want this toned down. Ben is the man, and from
Ben had veto power.
He had veto power, exactly.
Well, man, thanks for trusting me, but it just makes sense. Like J-Max said, sometimes there's too many cooks in the kitchen. So if you, thank you for trusting me, guys, for giving the go or not. But yeah, no, it's a great experience, and yeah, all the work is worth it when people give their feedback and they enjoy it. So it's nice to be able to put something out that people enjoy, and yeah, that you were able to add a little bit of happiness to that particular day that they shaved with your stuff.
Now, the initial run did sell through, correct? Is there another run of it coming up, or is that, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. So I talked to Peter, and he said he's really busy with some wholesale orders. But he did say Wednesday this week was when he was going to work on the TRC order.
Nice.
So it's coming.
Okay, coming. Okay. So the Razor Company will carry a restock of Mafioso's Retreat in the near future.
Jason purchased it actually direct from Peter. Aaron Evans and fell in love with it, I guess. And he's like, I need to have this in the store.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
That's pretty much it.
That was pretty cool to see.
Sweet. That was really cool. Yeah.
Well, you know, congratulations on another, because I own the first set from you guys as well. And yeah, you know, two for two. Great job, everyone involved. And look forward to who you work with in the future. And I'm sure it's going to smell great, whoever you work with.
It's going to be an Arco dupe just to mess with them.
Yeah. All right. You are uninvited from the show.
The next
one. It's got Bilu's face on it, too. Like, you should see Bilu's label, right?
Bilu's face on Arco.
It's going to be called
Next release. Coming soon.
It's going to be called Mafioso's Troll. And it's going to be Ben on the label with a big
Mafioso's prostate
on his face. Yeah, Mafioso's prostate. Yeah. And it's going to be
poor. Oh my God, why is that so bulbous?
Well, guys, it's been a wonderful time
chatting
with you all. It really has been fun. All kidding aside, we've been recording for over an hour now, so I do want to be mindful of everyone's schedule, and it is the evening when we're recording this. So, thank you all so much. It was great kind of getting to know you guys, learning more about your story, and also just what your experiences have been, especially as of late with the wedge shaving community. Just as a reminder. If you guys are not familiar with them, you want to give them a follow, please follow at Canadian Mafia Show on Instagram, and you can catch them every other Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. If you already watch BVS Live, then you can just remember they are on opposite weeks. So, guys, it's been fun. You can really feel the camaraderie with you, and I just really, really appreciate you all coming on Leather Talk tonight. So thank you again.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been fun. Thank you very much.
And listeners, thank you for making it all the way through this episode, and thank you for bearing with us as there's so many people and so many great thoughts, opinions exchange. We might have kind of walked over each other, but hey, these guys are Canadians and they're so polite and cordial and respectful. And as a host, I'm sure Gerard can agree with me here. We appreciate that. So thank you guys. You are a lovely group of gentlemen. Listeners, thank you for tuning in today. Really appreciate you. We hope you to catch you in the next episode. Take care now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, everyone. Thank you.